This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. County commissioners on Monday tabled two controversial agenda items. A memorandum of understanding regarding financial reporting with the sheriff's office was held over to a future meeting. Commissioners also tabled a proposal that would have regulated recreational vehicles and camper trailers that are being used as homes. Multiple residents spoke out against campers being used as permanent homes, but primarily in makeshift trailer parks and campgrounds. The proposed rule was designed for single-set RVs, not illegal campground. The board will further discuss the proposal at a future meeting. County Manager Eddie Madden said the state auditor's office is investigating Columbus County's experiences with the North Carolina Office of Resilience and Recovery. Multiple complaints have been filed against NANCOR contractors in Columbus. The state agency has more than $200 million in the red, with less than half of its projects statewide completed since Hurricanes Matthew and Florence. Legislators have put new strict guardrails in place with NCOR and will shut the agency down after the work is complete. The most severe parts of the storm threat are over for our area, thankfully. There were only a few issues reported. There were some brief power outages in parts of the county. The traffic lights in parts of Whiteville were also knocked out for a little while. Rainfall ranged from about 66/100 of an inch to just over an inch in various parts of Columbus. Now, Christopher Cawley has a full breakdown and is watching our weather for us. Check out his daily weather updates at ColumbusCountyNews.com and follow meteorologist Christopher Cawley on Facebook for breaking weather news. City and county schools were closed today because of the danger of high winds. Buses are prohibited from operating when the winds reach a certain level. On account of a fire truck was destroyed, another one seriously damaged Monday after a fire at the Faraway substation. Chief Victor Jacobs said the fire truck that ignited the blaze was in a collision the day before while it was deployed in the Horry County wildfires. A tanker was also heavily damaged in Monday's blaze. No injuries were reported, and damage to the structure was kept to a minimum. Dangerous fire conditions are continuing throughout our area despite that blessed little bit of rain we had today. Long-term forecasts are calling for an extended drought and active fire conditions through June. Columbus County is roughly 8 inches below normal for rainfall this year. That includes deficit from 2024. The city of Whiteville has prohibited any outdoor burning. All burn permits in the city have been canceled. At Tuesday's Council of State meeting, Agriculture Commissioner Steve Troxler warned that North Carolina, not California, is in higher danger of catastrophic urban impacts by wildfires. That's due to the development and the growing population in our state. At the same time, the State Forest Service is short on funding as well as manpower. Troxler noted that the NCFS is suffering from lack of applications due to low pay and sometimes unreliable equipment. Acme Delcom Elementary School will host Michael Cunningham's Crowns exhibit. That's going to be coming up March 7th through the 20th. The show focuses on Sunday hats worn by African-American women. It's a black and white photo display. It's rather stunning, actually. ADES students worked with an area artist to create mosaics, which will be displayed along with the photography. The exhibition is free. Special Olympics is coming back to Columbus County on April 9th. The field day will be at Whiteville High Soccer Field. Sponsors are needed for the event. Contact Kristen Green or Columbus County Special Olympics via Facebook Messenger for more information. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.